we're glad you made it over to the Marriage Podcast.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some good stuff today.
Welcome to the Marriage Podcast Network, helping you find and keep passion and fun in your marriage. Broadcasting from Tuscola, Texas, here are your hosts, Trey and Corey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Marriage Podcast. This is the show where we help you find and keep passion and fun in your marriage. The date today is January the 18th, 2012. Our topic for today is sex worth laughing at. The art of having sex when kids are still living at home. That's right, everybody. You need to hang on to your pants today. And I mean that metaphorically, not literally in this case. We are going to talk a little bit today about sex. We're also going to be open to the fact that many, many, many of us who are out there listening to the Marriage Podcast Network have kids. And we're going to talk a little bit about there is an art to doing it. No pun intended again. This is going to be a double entendre
You're in a
show.
Roll, babe.
This is going to be a double entendre a show today.
Roll? I don't know.
I got
Am
nothing.
I stretching for that one?
That was roll. A stretch. I didn't catch that one. I still actually don't even get it.
Rolling around, having sex? Oh. I don't know.
No. I got you.
Okay, I'm done. Anyways.
So we're going to talk a little bit today about the art of doing that. Even if you do not have kids and you're like, well, I don't know. Hey, listen, if you're going to be doing that act, more than likely, you're going to have them eventually. And let me tell you, it's always good. Go ahead and get ahead on the game. Get ahead of the curve here. Figure out how do you do it. It's possible. It's possible to be fun and spontaneous. We're going to talk a little bit about that today with, you're going to want to hang on tight, a really funny story that happened this week that that I would even say, Corey, what, maybe 6 years ago, it would have been really awkward. But it really wound up not being.
It was hysterical.
It was pretty funny. Before we get into that, guys, let's get into our housekeeping. If you want to get notified of any new episodes that we've got coming up, we knock one of these out once a week. As you noticed today, they didn't happen on Thursday. Things just kind of caught up with us yesterday. We had Corey's sister had a baby. We had her son staying with us. He's about my son's age, and they were out there playing and having a good time. And we just kind of got to doing things real late, and things were kind of hectic, and we were so beat. We were like, all right, we're going to put it on Friday. So if you want to know exactly when these shows are coming out, because maybe you didn't get it on Thursday like you expected, one of the best ways to do that is go over and hop on to themarriagepodcast.com. Over in the right-hand bar, it says email notifications. Never miss out on an episode of Corey and Trey. If you want to make sure that you don't miss that one episode per week that you're like, dang it, if we would have just heard that, we could have saved and made a totally different marriage issue. You know, that's the best way to do it. You enter your name and your email. You'll make sure that you stay notified of every single thing that we have coming out, knowing what it is, what we talked about it, and a quick share to get over there. So consider doing that, guys. Never miss out on those episodes. Also, guys, don't forget to like us on Facebook. One of the best things that you can do for us is share this episode. Right above the little browser bar, whatever topic we're talking about, right above the little play bar on themarriagepodcast.com, you'll see there's a little Facebook emblem. If you just go down there, click on that Facebook emblem, and just type in a little bit. Man, Trey and Corey talked about sex today. Go check it out, right? Or whatever it is that we've got. Whatever it is that you thought about it, you'd be amazed at how powerful that is and how many people we get over here because, hey, old so-and-so told me about this, and this was awesome. Hey, thanks. So don't forget to do that for us. All right, and then last, guys, if you guys have any questions, comments, a topic that you want to hear on, or just encouragement, we love those things. If you got something that specifically that you want to hear about, our topic for next week is actually going to be the second part of a request on a topic. We love talking about those things with you guys. It's one of the most fun. We want to make sure that we value your time while you're here. One of the best ways we can do that is let's know what you want to talk about, and we will make sure that we can try to put an episode on that. And if we can't, Corey and I have discussed that we will pull in an expert who can.
Yeah,
so consider doing that, guys. Also, we love encouragement, man. We love whenever you guys send us in your email saying we love you guys. I can't even tell you how much it fuels us and keeps us going. So we sure do appreciate you on that. All right. Corey, is there any other housekeeping?
I think we're good.
All right. With all of that done, guys, and that is out of the way, let's jump into our topic for today.
You know, I was thinking even as you were talking about it, seems like we talked about sex just a couple months ago. In fact, the matter we did. However, sex,
it's vital,
is kind of like the foundation of marriage
in a lot of ways,
and you just can't avoid talking about it. And there's always going to be some kind of aspect. I have no doubt we're going to have one discussion about pornography, affairs. I mean, it just goes on and on. You can never get enough of it.
Yeah.
And I mean that literally and metaphorically. Anyways, and so today's topic is one that we really try to talk about things that are applicable applicable to us that week. And on Monday, we had a little incident occur, and I was like, you know what? That is absolutely what we're going to talk about on Thursday. Well, Friday now. But you want to tell them a little bit about what happened, babe?
Okay. All right. So first off, we make a promise to you. It is the Marriage Podcast Network guarantee of quality show. So this will not be like gross or you know, explaining things too deeply. We'll keep it classy. All right. But to do this story, though, we have to be honest about a few things. If you can't tell, Corey and I are pretty open about our vernacular and the things we use. We say sex pretty easy. We can say, by the way, guys, it's earmuff time. If you have kids in the room and you're playing this over your TV, it's earmuff time, just for the record. But we're pretty open about saying penis, vagina, breast, nipples, all that other stuff. Now, we don't do that to be crude or gross.
Right.
We do that because we're trying to remove the stigma of sex. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's got to take a cultural view of what we talk about with sex. We've turned sex into something that's dirty. It's naughty. Yeah. Dirty, right?
Well, we really have made it dirty
in a lot of ways. We have, but I don't even, and Corey and I both have talked about this, that we've taken that level of what some people have manipulated sex into being dirty and gross and just not where it should be. We've done that, and we've kind of over generalized that into just plain old, whether you believe that it's just cosmic fate that things happen, or it's just the way, you know, biology works, or if you're like Corey and I and you believe that's the way we were made. Sex is incredible. It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. It's absolutely intimate when it's done in healthy ways. But we've kind of taken it in our society and twisted it into this, it's just this thing we don't talk about. Yeah. You know? I mean, like, parents don't like talking to their kids about it. And so Corey and I do not hold these levels of stigma when it comes to sex. We're very open about it. We tell our kids about sex. We really do. I mean, even our young kids. I mean, none of them are really ready to ask yet.
Yeah.
But I'm one of the few dads that's eager for them too, you know?
Yeah.
Not because I want to tell them the details or anything like that, but I do want them to understand from their daddy's heart what sex is, that it is okay, and my belief systems about when is it okay.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for that. So we don't hold these levels of stigmas that you're used to seeing. We're very open that it is an amazing thing. It is an integral piece of marriage, right? So with all of that said, we had a funny thing that happened to us this week. And I don't know, Corey, I mean, this is going to sound self-serving here, but I did something that...
You were just being you.
Well, there's a lot of things that could mean, Corey, and not all of those things necessarily equate to how you doing.
It was just time. That's all. It was just time. What can I say?
So whatever it was, I was in there, and so I walked into the living room, and I saw the look.
Things became spontaneous. We will be using that word a lot today.
I saw the look, and instantly the look worked on me.
Well, it's that look that guys know that if they're building a house, they just let the wall fall if they see their wife
drop what you
make
were
that
doing.
Look. If you're driving, you pull over. If you're flying, you land the plane. I mean, it's just, I think every man on this face of this planet knows that look.
There's
am I right,
a bomb
babe?
On this plane, and it could... Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we're taking it too far with this.
But am I right? I mean, every
it
guy
is.
Knows that look.
So, I saw it in Corey. The minute I looked in her eyes, I saw that's what it was. It was just, it's a girl, how you doing? You know? And I knew, and I stopped. I froze, man. I was like a deer in headlights. I was like, dong, you know? So it was like, stop. And then it was just one of those things that again, the thing started, we just started getting, you know, smoochy and heavy and all that other good stuff. And you know, kids were in bed, and so we were like, okay, all right. And so
they weren't asleep yet. We let our kids, and, you know, scold us if you like, but we've done it since they were born. We let our kids go to sleep with a movie. We always put one movie on for them at night. And so the movie was still playing, which made it very likely that they were still asleep. But, you know, I mean, it was, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we, you know, sometimes you got to take a calculated risk.
Yeah, we were trying to be strategic here. So we made our way into the bedroom, which we live in an 800 square foot house, and so
900, the bed, give us some credit.
There's basically there's the bedroom, and then there's the main living room with a slit to get to the room. I mean, it's just you're sitting on our couch, you see the entire bed. I mean, it's just kind of the nature of it, right? So we go in there, and we start our stuff, and we're doing well, and is that. Am I being?
I like that.
Am I being appropriate?
I like that. Doing well.
We're doing well. And next thing I hear is oh, and we look over. and we look over, and our daughter's sitting there giggling. Okay, so first off, before you guys are like creeped out about my daughter, I'm guessing that she thought we were
wrestling, naked, I guess, maybe.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys know how easygoing I am. Blushing.
Shut your face.
Physically blushing right now because
Shut your face.
I don't know. There's something about bringing the daughter into the whole mix. If it's not the creation part of a daughter.
Like recording or anything.
She was watching. Okay, anyway. All right, Ham and me's going to triumph on this anyway, though. So she's sitting there watching. She's giggling. And so, you know, I just...
She was there for like an eighth of a second.
Yeah, like 2 seconds. She just walked around the corner. And, of course, you know, we have the direct line of sight magnification into the bedroom. And she just goes, hee hee, or something like that. Just kind of giggled. And I just nonchalantly...
deer in headlights.
So we just nonchalantly, pulled the covers up and I said, all right, head back to bed. She goes, okay, Dad. And so I'm thinking, oh man, did we traumatize? Actually, I'm really not thinking this. There was that part of me that thought, oh my gosh, any other kid would have been traumatized. Might have been traumatized with this, but I thought, you know, not our kids. That's just not our kids. And so, you know, at this point I'm thinking, Corey is very distractible. That's a way to put it. She's very distractible. And especially if a kid gets involved, you know, she's like, oh gosh. And we're not doing so well anymore, if you catch the secondary side of that. And so I thought, oh man, this is over. Oh, heck no. This spontaneous thing, we put that key back in the ignition and we started the engine and we kept going until we parked. Is that good?
That was good, babe. I liked that.
I think that was pretty PG-13.
Yeah, you know.
That was PG-13.
My God, it's practically G nowadays.
So just finishing up the story here, you know, so I thought, okay, so we were done and we refilled the cars and parked them and we were done. And so, I got dressed and I walked into the room and I thought, okay, here we go. And I walk in.
Ready for questions.
You know, I'm really thinking, okay, here it comes. And this was not the way I wanted to instigate these questions, but here we go. And I walk in, and my daughter looks at me with these very inquisitive eyes and says, Dad, I really love this song.
Dun, 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 dun. Funky Town.
Yeah, that's what it was. Won't you take me?
She was watching, what, Shrek 3?
Shrek 2. One of the Shreks. Yeah, it was one of the Shreks. And so anyway.
It was very deep. You could tell she dwelled on it for, you know, seconds.
Yeah. So anyway. So that's kind of the story that we're leading into today is that there's an art to all of this whenever kids are living at home.
And
I'm going to say that we've got, I mean, this kid is 6, getting close to being 7. And this is the first time we've ever had a walk-in on session.
Yeah,
so we're pretty ninja.
That pretty dramatic. That pretty exposed, maybe I should say.
Yeah, like we've heard them coming in the past. And we're like, oh, hey, let's get ready. Oh, hey, what's up, babe? Now we're just watching TV, you know, and that kind of thing. So this was different. So we're pretty ninja at this. I don't mean quiet when I say ninja. What I mean is that we're very subtle about it and how we do it and how we keep the kids. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how we do that today.
Yeah, and you know, and we say all this just, you know, to be cute and coy and funny, but we really say all of it because the fact of the matter is if you have kids, it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. And so our goal in doing this show today was to talk about the art of having sex when you still have kids at home, because there is an art to it. Now, you know, maybe for some, you've got a 35,000 square foot house and you don't have to be quite as
you got a labyrinth,
secretive
and a minotaur that guards.
Yeah. But, you know, for most of us, we live in the real world and spontaneity does occur and we've just got to be prepared for maybe even questions. We've got to be prepared with a plan. Fortunately, I thought I had a little bit and thought to grab a blanket close to us. And so it was.
Yeah, you did. That was a good call.
I know. Thank you.
Nice.
And so, you know, our goal in the show today is just talk about the importance of continuing to have fun and spontaneity in sex, but also recognizing that there may be a kid involved and realizing, man, it's not that big a deal. It just happens.
So one of our first points with all of this is simply this. You've got to be ready to be spontaneous. You got to be. My wife wrote her show notes and she put, you got to be spontaneous and flexible. In the show notes.
Yeah. Whatever.
But there's a lot of truth to that. There's that element where we've got to embark on that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that like scheduling out sex is a bad thing. I think that's even necessary sometimes, especially when things are chaotic and hectic. I think if we're not careful, we put it on the back burner. And I think it's absolutely imperative that we, you know, sometimes we've got to make those things happen. But we always want to reemphasize that element of spontaneity.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you just got to do it when you can. And that was one of those moments that I saw that. And I'm telling you guys, it wouldn't to matter if I was in the middle of a mainstream rifle purchase, which I am a big shooter if you guys don't know it. It wouldn't have mattered how important this dadgum thing was. You better believe I'm going to lose a sale because I'm going to take advantage of them how you doing eyes. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, we chuckle at this. But I think there's a value in this on both sides of the fence. A lot of times we've just got to run with things when they happen. Because listen here, sex doesn't always happen in the bedroom. It'd be wonderful if we could get through it every night and, you know, we get our jammies on and we get in bed and husband just looks over and sees you in your white cotton jammies and whatnot and just things, dang, let's do this, right? That'd be great. And for some men, maybe that works. But it doesn't always work necessarily in all cases. Sometimes it doesn't happen in the bedroom.
It doesn't.
You got to get creative. You got to get around to figuring out how are you going to make this work.
Well, and also I think that when it comes to spontaneity, I think if you're always planning around the kids, you don't put you and your spouse first.
Yeah.
And I think things can, let's wait until they go to bed. Well, then 3 hours comes around and suddenly you're not feeling like it anymore. And the fact of the matter is intimacy in marriage is vital. And if you are always putting your kids first in fear of them walking in or whatever it might be, then that means you are not putting you and your spouse first.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, babe.
On another show that I do, it's called the Family Podcast Network, I had somebody call in a while back and said, what are you and your wife's priorities? And so I think it's a good question that's relevant here. So how do we prioritize the things that are in our lives? Number one is for us. Now, we understand that this isn't necessarily for anybody, but we'll say the spiritual component. For us, it's following the Christian Bible and God, right? That's our number one thing, because for us, that is the constituencies of what has made our kids, our marriage, and all those other things as rich as they are, as robust, even as this conversation is. For us, it comes from what we've learned starting there. But number two, a lot of people think, well, your kids.
Mm-mm.
Not with the Gibson family. Number two thing in our lives is our marriage.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, aren't the kids important? Oh, they're important. But who are they watching to learn everything they're going to do in life, including their marriages?
And if our marriage fails, guess who's going to really suffer?
They're going to have a hard time being successful if they see and learn from a marriage that is not successful. So we do everything. I mean, we are possessive over our times together. Like, we have our early morning coffee, and we drink coffee until the kids are out of the bed. And then when they come and sit foot in here and they sit down, we say, no, I'm sorry, I need to go to your room. Oh, but Dad, I just want to. No, I'm sorry, baby. I wish I could talk to you, but right now is Mommy and Daddy's time. And we drink that coffee together. Yeah. We have those intimate moments together. And I mean this in the emotional sense more than the physical sense here. But it's very, very important. So that's number two. Then number three is our kids. And then number four are things like jobs, et cetera.
That's
the priority list right there. So marriage is always above kids, because kids are learning from us. And if they see us putting our marriage a second for kids, they will do that with other things as well.
Yeah. And so we'll move on to the next point that we have here. And that's to be ready to be interrupted and have a plan for when you are. And I think this comes about as in, I feel like we are so, like Trey talked about earlier, so afraid to talk about sex with our kids that whenever they do catch us, it's, oh, Mommy and Daddy were just playing. Oh,
we were just wrestling.
We were just wrestling naked. You know, I mean, hello, I don't want my kids to be wrestling naked. And so, I mean, have a plan. Know what you are going to talk, how far you'll go. And Trey and I have always been honest that we think you should talk about sex as much as the kids want to. Go as far as they're still asking questions. If the question was, Mommy, what were you and Daddy doing? Oh, we were having sex. Oh, okay. Anyways, hey, I like the song. Okay. Then she was done right there.
Good.
And you don't have to go, so when a man loves a woman, I mean, no, there's no need for that yet. She's still young. It wasn't time. But point of that is be ready for questions. Have a plan. Not like, okay, we're getting ready to have sex. This is totally spontaneous. Let's start on the couch, make our way to the living room floor, and then onto the bedroom, and we may get caught here. No, not obviously not that planned out. But Trey and I know, you know, okay, give Mommy and Daddy just a minute, and then we're prepared. If there's questions, hey, what were you and Mommy and Daddy doing? You know, we're ready for those questions.
You know, one of the things about it is that we actually kind of look forward to our kids asking about sex.
Really,
I know
do.
We kind of brought this up earlier, but it sounds funny. But, you know, for us, we want our kids to get the opportunity to learn about what sex is from us. And so, you know, we don't hide certain components to what's going on with it. Now, again, there's certain elements that aren't appropriate. Now, like Corey did a great job of talking about that earlier, is that, you know, there's just certain things we don't need to share with our kids. But, again, honesty, always the best policy with your kids. Be open with them. Be straight with them. Now, why are we telling you this? He sounds like, okay, well, Trey, is this about learning how to be ninja about it, or is this about, you know, talking to our kids about sex?
Well,
those go so closely hand in hand, because the more comfortable that we feel with talking about sex, with interacting, even talking with each other about sex, right? The more comfortable that we are with these things, the more comfortable we are being able to say those words around our kids, it allows us to act totally different. I mean, let's be honest. You ever did anything in high school or junior high that you knew that you didn't want your parents to know about, right? Well, you're always so guarded, and you're always doing so many things to try to keep it under the rug. I mean, lying is hard.
Yeah.
Lying is a hard, hard thing.
It's exhausting.
And so it's the same thing when it comes to this stuff. That's why we encourage you to be very open about it, to be honest. When we first started talking about, like, you know, being very open about sex and saying these words and saying penis and vagina and being able to roll them off our tongue without it becoming like a, you know,
trip over them,
you know, without us having to giggle whenever we say them, right? It was very strategic. It was very strategic, and it was hard for us at the start. But it's a big, big part about learning how to be creative with all this stuff.
And, you know, excuse me, one things that the reason why we are so comfortable as we are talking about sex is because your kids are going to come across it one way or another.
Yeah.
Whether it's walking in their mommy and daddy,
that's good.
Hearing their friends talk about it, or on TV. I can't even remember what we were watching the other day, but it was something that was not all – anyways, all I know is a commercial came on, and it was on Hulu. But, you know, they have those goofy little commercials. And this commercial was kind of raunchy. And it was just like – goo. I mean, we were being assaulted with basically two people about to have sex on a commercial. And, you know, and that kind of stuff doesn't make me angry, because it's just the world we live in now. And if I'm constantly trying to protect my kid from ever knowing what that is, that's not going to breed anything except secretive curiosity. And so instead of doing that, why not make that open? You know, hey, Anna, do you know what they're doing? Yeah, you know, they're having sex. That's right. When do we have sex? We wait until we're married. And that's how the Gibson household believes. You know, you may have your own belief, but for us, you know, even when people kiss on television, what's wrong with this picture is what we ask. They're not married. Even our little 2-year-old chance in, and we're not trying to make automatons, but we just encourage our kids that things that are that intimate should be saved for somebody that you feel passionate and intimate about, and not hide it and make it a secret. I grew up with it being a secret, and there was very negative connotations that came along with that.
So we've talked a little bit about what most of us see sex as, and we see it as great, wonderful, it's good stuff. Right? We see it as that, but often we treat it so secretive, like Corey's been talking about. So we've kind of moved into becoming comfortable with it. So let's end at, where do I think sex should ultimately be able to go? Here it is, right here. I think we should turn our sexual experiences something that can be fun and even funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah. I mean, I think there has to come to that point. Okay, maybe I'm not the best one to do this. Corey, take us that next level.
Well, like Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, where we had our little experience and the cars kind of puttered out for a few minutes, and we were able to get the engine revving again. And as Trey put it, once the cars were full, we just both sat there and then just started laughing. Because it was just funny. Just the whole thing from start to finish, from spontaneity to kids walking in on each other to having
giggle.
To your 6-year-old giggle. I'm not sure what that does for an ego, but I mean, just everything was just funny. And so we were able to get serious and then laugh about it afterwards, because it was funny. And you've got to be able to laugh about things like this, or you're going to turn into a giant sex deprived pud. And you don't want that in marriage. You want there to be sex. Otherwise, one or the other is just going to go crazy. And so it was funny. We just laid there cracking up and just literally laughing hard. And it was a fun night. I mean, it just really was. It was just kind of a fun experience. So, and obviously one that sparked enough for me to think, you know, we really should talk about this. And just realize that, you know, after kids, sex is just going to be different. I mean, it just is, period. It doesn't mean it can't be as good. It doesn't mean it can't be as wonderful. But it is going to be different. And so you just have to accept it. And then make the necessary adjustments, whether that's knowing how to talk to your kids, knowing that it's okay to laugh at the fact of stopping and restarting a car a few times. I mean, it's just kind of how it is.
You know, kind of using the analogy of, and Corey, correct me if I'm wrong in this, but sticking with the analogy of, like, you know, sex is like learning how to ride a bike. I feel like Corey and I are professional dirt bike motocross racers. You're not laughing.
Well,
I
no,
was
I was. I was thinking more of a Harley, but you know what? They're a little more expensive. But
so,
you know,
but you know, I mean, in all seriousness, and I don't mean this because like we're the like this is going to sound so horrible. But just bear with me for a second, guys. I say this in the sense that, you know, not that I think that we're like sex gods and goddesses, but like
partake in the sex Olympics or something like that for gold medals or anything.
For Corey and I, who have been married as long as we've had,
yeah,
we have made it our life goal in with when it comes to sex to learn to know each other.
That's right.
What do we like? What do we not like? To train and teach each other how to drive each other bonkers when it comes to, yeah, that. I mean, that's exactly what we've spent, yeah, the last several years teaching each other to do. And let me tell you, combat effective, guys. However, my point to this is that even us who, I mean, it literally is one of those things that every time that the cars are off now and, you know, the engines are blown, there's just that mindset of just like, my God, is it ever going to stop getting better? Okay, yeah. So I'm setting all that up not to brag on us. I'm really, honest to God, I'm really not bragging on us. We bring today up as a reminder that even professional dirt bike motocrossers sometimes crash their dirt bikes. And the key to all of this is to not be funny about it, is to be comfortable, is, yeah, to have fun. And when you get at the end, to learn how to crack up and, yeah, laugh. I mean, it's, yeah, so valuable. That it was is. Such an endearing moment for me and Corey, for Corey and I. It was so special, and it was so fun. And I would even say to a certain degree, almost as special as the actual car drive itself.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things we really want to convey today is that sex is an art form that is worth getting to the point that you can learn to laugh at it. When you crash and burn, when you have those times, when you get the cold, you know, nose of a dog in your butt or something like that. You know, whatever.
Or maybe you've eaten a lot of beans. That's, yeah. Think about it. Yeah. Those things just happen. You know, that's just how it is. Or when you get the little six-year-old going.
There is an art form to all of this, guys, and it absolutely can get to that point to where you can learn to appreciate it for all of the perfect moments, and you can, yeah, even learn to value, I mean, seriously and deeply value those less than perfect moments, and they become such, yeah, an integral part of them. I cannot imagine sex with my wife without those moments,
yeah,
because they're so much fun, and they're so enjoyable, and they are another brick in the solid foundation of the marriage that we're building. Just like any of the other moments that went off without a hitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Marriage Podcast. We Trey and I are passionate about sex. And I don't mean to sound goofy saying that, but man, it's just so important. And when you have kids, it's just going to be different, but it can still be fun. So if you have any more questions about sex or anything else, man, shoot us an email, Trey@thefamilypodcast.com. Corey at thefamilypodcast.com. Visit our Facebook page. Ask a question over there. We're on there several times a day. And anyways, we love it. Like we talked earlier, we love that encouragement. We'd like even hate mail. At least that means somebody's listening. So we really do love it. And we thank you for taking the time to listen. And we'll catch you next week.
See you guys.